and a couple of important political items today. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee said today that they were ready to open an investigation into allegations of wrongdoing against Majority Leader Tom DeLay, that, of course, on the House side of Congress. On the Senate side, James Jeffords of Vermont announced that he will retire next year at the end of his term.
After much thought and consultation with my family and staff, I have decided to close this chapter of my service to Vermont.
And after the 70-year-old senator caused a stir in 2001 when he left the Republican Party, declared himself an independent, his move tipped the scales so that Democrats took control of the Senate, that back in the this President Bush's first term. Joining us here in Studio 3A to talk about these stories is Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor. Hey, Ken.
Neil, that was far more than a stir.
Indeed, far more than a stir. But far more than a stir, this story about Tom DeLay could have some long-lasting repercussions. Remind us, what's the background to this story?
Well, basically, I mean, the House Ethics Committee, under its old leadership, admonished Tom DeLay three times in the past year for a variety of things, including one of which allegedly trading favors for a vote. There's been questions about his overseas junkets, who paid for them, things like that. He's also under some investigation by a district attorney back home in Texas. Now, since then, the Republicans got rid of the chairman, Joel Heffley of Colorado.
Of the Ethics Committee.
Of the House Ethics Committee. They have a new chairman, Doc Hastings of Washington. Hastings and the Republicans and the Democrats have been unable to organize the Ethics Committee this year because Democrats say, by changing the rules, you're protecting Tom DeLay, and we don't want any part of that, so we are not going to sit down with you if the rules are going to protect Tom DeLay. Hastings and the Republicans came out today. Now, again, this was just Republicans who came out, so we don't know what the Democrats have to say about this. Republicans came out today and said, we are willing to open this investigation on Tom DeLay. Previously, a five Democrats said, let's go forward. Five Republicans said, don't go forward. It doesn't go forward. That was the rules the Republicans changed it to. Again, if a tie vote will now lead to an ongoing investigation delay, the Democrats may come forward. But again, there was no Democrat in sight today at the press conference.
All right. We're talking with Ken Rudin about political developments in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we'll obviously see where the DeLay story goes from here, and much remains to be decided. But let's get back to that other story. Senator Jeffords, there's going to be some political ramifications to his departure from the U.S. Senate.
Well, I think the reason, clearly, look, a lot of senators retire. I mean, we've already heard Mark Dayton from Minnesota. We've heard, you know, John Corzine is leaving to run for governor, is likely to win.
In New Jersey, yeah.
In New Jersey, Paul Sarbanes, who's been around since 76, is leaving in Maryland. And Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, is likely not to run for another term next year to prepare for a 2008 presidential bid. But, I mean, the reason we're so concerned about Jeffords is because he made history. You know, we've seen other senators switch parties over the years, Strom Thurmond, Dick Shelby in Alabama, Ben Nighthorse Campbell in Colorado. People have switched parties in the past, but when Jeffords did this dramatic speech in May of 2001, it was the only time in history a party switch made the majority party the minority party in the Senate. And a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people were thrown out of office. Obviously, the majority Republicans lost a lot of staff members. A lot of bitter feelings and excited feelings among the Democrats that day when Jeffords came forward.
Well, Jeffords did not switch parties and become a Democrat. He declared himself an independent, though he organized with the Democratic Party. That caused the switch. Any prospects for a replacement?
Well, basically, Bernie Sanders is the state's only member of Congress. Vermont only has one member of Congress. He's a self-proclaimed socialist, although he's an independent. He has said in the past that if Jeffords does not run, and the expectation was that he would not run, that he would consider running for the Senate. Sanders is probably the most popular guy in Vermont, wins overwhelmingly against weak Republican opposition. There was some talk about maybe Howard Dean coming home to run, but he said absolutely not. His job is to continue fulfilling the duties as Democratic National Chairman. And also, there's a Republican governor there, Jim Douglas. He succeeded Dean in Vermont. Douglas would probably be the strongest Republican candidate, but the sense is that he may not be willing to make the jump if Sanders shows strong lead in the polls.
So the only independent in the Senate might be replaced by the only independent in the House.
That's exactly right.
Now, as you look ahead to this, remind us, there's going to be a great deal at stake for both parties in these upcoming midterm elections 2006.
Absolutely. I mean, right now there's a 55. If you think of Jeffords as a Democrat, it's 55 Republicans, 45 Democrats. Of the 32 Senate seats up next year, 17 of those seats are held by Democrats. So they are on the disadvantage because they have more to defend. But Republicans have some things to worry about, too. Kay Bailey Hutchison, the senator from Texas, is seriously thinking about going home to challenge her Republican governor in the primary for governor, leaving that seat open. There are other Republicans who, you know, for example, Rick Santorum is being challenged by Bob Casey, a popular state white official in Pennsylvania. Santorum is far more conservative than the Pennsylvania electorate. But again, Pennsylvania usually doesn't elect Democratic senators. In other words, even though this may be today may be good news for the Republicans, Jeffords probably was probably going to be unbeatable. The Republicans have things to worry about on their own flank as well.
And it occurs to me that there's a potential presidential candidate who's going to be running for re-election to the United States Senate in the state of New York.
That's right. The lifelong New Yorker, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who basically, maybe Republicans say this more than Democrats, but Republicans seem to be convinced that the Democratic nomination for president is hers if she wants it. Now, most Republicans think she is going to do it. Some Democrats have given her advice saying, don't run for re-election next year for the Senate. Focus on 2008.
Is a Republican saying that Hillary Clinton is the likely nominee in the spirit of a don't throw me into that briar patch?
And it's also, look, let's raise hundreds of millions of dollars because Hillary Clinton not only brings money for the Democrats, brings money for the Republicans as well.
So very interesting developments in Congress. Again, we're going to be following up on the story. The House Ethics Committee, Republicans on the House Ethics Committee, came out today and said that they were willing to initiate an investigation of the House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who's been a very controversial and polarizing figure and who's been in some trouble lately, blaming his trouble on the Democrats and the media. Unclear as yet as to whether the Democrats on the House Ethics Committee will cooperate with this investigation for a very complicated reasons of internal politics in terms of the Ethics Committee. Jim Jeffords of Vermont, now an independent, a former Republican, has announced that he will not be running for re-election. We've also got some interesting issues in terms of bills and judgeships coming up in the United States Senate. Who knows? They might even push that nuclear option button before it's all over in the month of May.
There are going to be two key votes coming out of the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow on two of President Bush's nominations. If either of those nominations are filibustered, Bill Frist may call the nuclear option and the Senate could get shut down.
Stay tuned for details on all of these stories as they continue to develop on NPR News. Ken Rudin, thanks very much.
Thanks, Neil.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor and also writes a column, Political Junkie, on npr.org. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.